Welcome to the Beacon broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Well, today we want to take up the other side of the coin, so to speak, in this subject of true and false Christians made plain through the pen of the Apostle John, inspired by the Holy Spirit of God in 1 John chapter 2, verses 20 through 23. And we've now covered the first part, which is three marks that identify a true Christian. But now we have to take up the other side, which is two marks that identify counterfeit Christians. Do you remember what the three marks are that identify true Christians? A true Christian is one who possesses the Holy Spirit. A true Christian is one who understands spiritual truth. And a true Christian is one who recognizes religious error. But what about the other side? Who is a counterfeit Christian? And you'll find that John, the apostle of love, minces no words. He has strong language here. Is that the opposite of love? No, actually, in the right situation, that is true love. Telling people the truth so clearly, so plainly, that they can understand exactly what you're saying. It is not loving to fail to give people the truth. It is not loving to couch the truth in such soft language that people don't understand what you're saying. Oh, you're being kind, you think, but is it kind to deliver truth in such a way that people don't get it and therefore can't be helped by what you're saying? It helps them not at all because they don't really get it, because you're more afraid of offending them than informing them. But John leaves no room for unorthodox Christianity. That is no Christianity at all. And those who embrace error in two particular areas are no true Christians. And what are those areas? Well, we'll look at that in just a moment. Let me welcome you to this Wednesday, April 25 edition of the Beacon broadcast. And let me extend my deeply felt gratitude, my grateful thanks to those of you whose financial gifts enable us to carry on this Bible teaching ministry. Thank you so very much. Well, we start at verse 20, and I'll just read the verses that deal with the three marks of a true Christian: one who possesses the Holy Spirit, one who understands spiritual truth, one who recognizes religious error. And here's what John says: "But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that there is no lie in the truth." But now he goes on to say this in verse 22 and 23. "Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also." So, what do we have here? Bottom line, who is a counterfeit Christian? A counterfeit Christian, number one, is one who distorts the doctrine of Christ. A counterfeit Christian, number two, is one who distorts the doctrine of God, that is, God the Father. Let's go back and look at these one by one. Who is a counterfeit Christian? It is one, or he is one, or she is one, who distorts the doctrine of Christ. denies that Jesus is the Christ, verse 22a, denies the Son, verse 22b and 23a. Did you catch all that? That's what he's telling us. Who is a liar? But he who denies that Jesus is the Christ, he is Antichrist, denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. That's what we need to understand. Who is a counterfeit Christian? One who distorts the doctrine of Christ. And the primary focus here is on the deity of Christ. Whoever denies the deity of Christ is no Christian. He is a liar. He's a liar if he professes to be a Christian, because he's not. That's a lie. He is a liar in what he declares about Jesus Christ, because he doesn't declare the truth. He says that Jesus Christ is not God, but he is. Who is a liar, back to verse 22, but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God, as he goes on to say in verse 23. Now, there are actually a couple of denials that are involved in these verses. One is to deny the deity of Christ, that he is the Son of God. Not a Son of God, but the Son of God. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son, that is the Son of God, has the Father also. And back to verse 22, he is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. That article is important here, because the language that John uses when he talks about the Son indicates he's talking about the Son of God, and properly understood, that means that Jesus is God. That's the way the Jews understood that in Christ's day. They took up stones to stone him. They said, because you call yourself the Son of God, making yourself equal with God. Yes, he did. They were right. They were right about his claim. They were wrong about their evaluation of his claim. They were right that in calling himself the Son of God, he was making himself equal with God, because in fact he is. The Son of God is equal to God. It's a matter of natures, again. The son of a man is a man. He is a human being. You understand that, don't you? This is simple for us, but there is a distinction, because when we're talking about God, we're not talking about many individuals. We're talking about one God. Three persons, to be sure, but only one God. But we're talking about a category. And let's start with the human category. The son of a man is a man. I mean, he's a human being. He may be a boy, but he is a man. He is of the species Homo sapien. If he's the true son of a man, he can be nothing but a man. He cannot be a dog. He cannot be a cow. He cannot be anything else. If he is the son, literally the son of a man, of a human being, then he has the nature of a human being. He is a man himself. He belongs to the category of human being. All right, if God has a son, then that son has the same nature as he is, has, then he is in the same category as God. If God has a son, then the son is of the same nature as the Father. The Father is God, he is eternal deity, and the son is of the same nature, and therefore he is God, but we're not talking about two gods, as it almost sounds like we're talking about, but we're into the mystery of the Trinity. But we're talking about one God, but we're talking about the Son of God having the same nature as the Father, and if he has the same nature as the Father, he is God. The Jews were right. Jesus did claim to be equal with the Father. They took up stones to stone him because they denied his claim, which is exactly what John is talking about here. A person who denies the deity of Christ is no Christian. Now, the Jews who took up stones to stone Jesus didn't claim to be Christians. They didn't identify as Christians. They didn't want anybody to think they were Christians. But the tragic fact is that today there are many people who call themselves Christians, but they deny the deity of Christ. They say, well, I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ. I'm a follower of Christ. I believe he was a man sent from God. Well, he was, but he's more than that. I believe that he was a prophet of God. Well, he was, but he was more than that. I believe that he was a great teacher. Well, he was, but he was more than that. I believe that he taught the highest system of ethics that has ever been propounded in this world. And again, that is true. He was that propounder of exalted ethics, but he is more than that. You can say a lot of wonderful and exalted things about Jesus, but deny his deity and you are no Christian. Who is a liar? But he who denies that Jesus is the Christ, he is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. So on the one hand, there are those who deny his deity. On the other hand, there are those, in John's day at least, and maybe some in our day, who denied his humanity. That's what we're getting at when it says Jesus, the man, is the Christ. In John's day, there was a strong Gnostic philosophy that pervaded the Greek world. It continued to gain strength on into the first century, but it was already present, or into the second century, but it was already present in the first century. And that philosophy denied that Jesus was truly human, because they didn't believe that physical substance could be joined to pure spirit. In their philosophy, the only thing that could be pure, the only thing that could be sinless, the only thing that could be holy was spirit. Spirit by nature, spirit by matter. Anything that was physical was tainted and corrupt and was sinful, and therefore Jesus, who was human, assuming that he was human, he could not have been God. And so they would therefore deny his humanity. They would say he was not truly human. He appeared to be kind of like an angel who made himself look like a man, appeared like a man, interacted with men for a period of time till his assignment was over, and then poof, disappeared, because he wasn't really a man at all. He was an angel. And so they taught that Jesus was like that, that he didn't really possess a human nature. Well, that's denying what the Bible reveals about his birth, his human birth. That denies what the Bible tells us about his mother, a human mother. And what it really boils down to is this: any denial of the full deity and or the full humanity of Christ destroys the Christian faith. Who is a counterfeit Christian? He is anyone who distorts the doctrine of Christ, particularly in the area of the deity of Christ and in the area of the humanity of Christ. You deny either of those truths, those things that are revealed about Jesus Christ, and you are no Christian. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.